informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nicole and Mac with your 11am Zedlines. The announcement of the Olympic 100-day plan for Queensland and the future of the Games by the state government has drawn criticism and acclaim across state politics. Lord Mayor of Brisbane, Adrian Schrinner, has said Brisbane has one last chance after today to deliver a positive legacy, while Greens MP Stephen Bates said it would be monumentally stupid to build a stadium in Victoria Park. Bates, the federal member for Brisbane, said that the parks are Brisbane's lungs and that the council spent years and millions of dollars to make Victoria Park the inner city's first new park in over 20 years.
In national news, City of Melbourne councillors will review the process for gifting the keys to the city after the decision to award the honour to UK musician Robbie Williams. The Age reported that the decision to gift Williams the keys came after a $10,000 donation from John Kirby to the election campaign of Lord Mayor Nicholas Rees. Mr. Kirby is a past chairman of Village Roadshow, the distributor of Williams' biopic Better Man, which was filmed in Melbourne. Mayor Rees defended the decision to award the honours to Williams, saying Mr. Kirby's donation did not present a conflict of interest. Williams was the first person in 7 years to be awarded the keys to the city.
A butcher shop in small town Pungelly, Western Australia, is up for sale with the current owner retiring after 30 years. The government is offering a $20,000 incentive to encourage buyers, and the Shire of Pungelly's chief executive Andrew Dover wants to ensure the butcher continues to operate. He says having occupied shops on the main street is very important to a thriving town.
And in international news, an Oscar-winning Palestinian director has been attacked by Israeli settlers and detained by the IDF. Hamdan Balal, who made headlines last month for being one of the co-directors of Oscar-winning documentary film No Other Land, was one of three Palestinians detained in the village of Susia. Basal Adra, another co-director, said that around two dozen settlers attacked the village, with soldiers arriving and pointing guns at the Palestinians. The Israeli military said they detained three Palestinians suspected of throwing rocks at soldiers and one Israeli civilian involved in a violent confrontation. The claim has been disputed by witnesses interviewed by the Associated Press.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey you! Yeah you! This next track comes with a language